Okay, we are in Shar Beis Perek Yud, and I want to learn a little bit inside because I keep on giving introductions and then we never get to the to the etzem thing. So in the third paragraph, the Ruchaim Elojin says as follows. We're talking about Shmoneh Esrei. So he says, Va'maskil yavin midaitai, that if you're smart, you understand yourself. Shloi l'chinam hutzricha l'tikun t'china ketano t'fila ketzara kazu, that it was not for naught that in order to create the Shmoneh Esrei, you needed Me'ev Ve'esrim Zekenim U'mehem Kamen Nevi'im, that you would need 120 of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolo, amongst them Nevi'im. Like, just writing a prayer, I mean, why is it a big deal? You need a poet. Ella, this is not the poetry. In other words, this is not the same as, which is interesting to me, it's not the same, certainly, as the Piyutim that we say, but it's not even the same as Tehillim, like David HaMelech. Even this is more than that. This is the Anshei Knesset HaGdolo, which had a lot of Chachma, and a lot of Kabbalah, and a lot of Nevius, all in the Shmoneh Esrei. Ela Shehema Hisigu Beruach Kodshem V'Hasogas Nevuasim HaElyona. They were able to understand with Ruach HaKodesh, and with Nevuah, Unihira Luhu Shvilin Dechol Sidre Breishis Upirkei HaMerkava. I think this is an important lesson here. And what they were able to grasp was not just how the world works, but they were able to grasp Shvilin Dechol Sidre Breishis. Shvilin Dechol Sidre Breishis. Remember we talked about Kol Olam Kulay Misparnes B'Shvil Chanina B'ni. So when he says Shvilin, like, if you read this quickly, you think, okay, they knew what was going on upstairs. It's more than that. I mean, it's that, of course. But they were able to understand Shvilin, meaning the pipelines and the paths that come from Mala Lemato, meaning everything that we have in this world is coming, the Shefa of everything that we have in this world is coming through a certain path. It's like everything, like plumbing, like wiring, like the Shemayim, that's the way it goes. It goes like the human body. It goes through a certain system and a certain path. That's the way it goes. In order to really daven correctly for, let's say, refuah, refa'inu Hashem v'nei refa'i, you need to be able to isolate, you need to be such an expert with nevuah and ruach hakodesh to be able to isolate the path of refuah, access the path of refuah, and do some type of a tikkun in that. This is not a, it's not like there's something broken in the Shemayim and you need the, you need like us to, the Chadachik, this is HaGdolo to fix it, Chas V'Shalom. That's not what it is. It's that there's a whole plumbing system in our house, but you need me and you to turn on the water. That's how you just need to turn on the water. That is the system. The system is that we turn it on from here. We push the switch, we turn on the water, the end users, if you will. So what I think it's very meduyak, his lashon, nehiru lahu shvilin dechol sidrei breishis. It's that they, you know, the Gemara says about, I'm just thinking, the Gemara, this lashon, the Gemara says about Shmuel, as in Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara says about Shmuel that nehiru lahu shvilin derakia kishvilin denardo. It was a city that he lived in, Bavel. So he knew the Shvilin de Rakia. So what does that mean? So the simple way of learning it is like he knew all the different pathways in Shemayim. Shvilin de Rakia. I don't think that's what it means. I think the Shvilin de Rakia means that how, the question is here, how does the Shemayim attach to the Oretz? And this is Meduyik, where the Gemara makes a connection between Shvilin de Rakia and Shvilin de Nardo. Meaning, there's Yerushalayim Shabbatah, there's Yerushalayim Shabbalah, there's a Nardo Shabbatah, a Nardo Shabbalah. There's everything in the world has a Labbalah and a Labbatah. So what the Gemara is saying, that, you know, there are, you know, city engineers, let's say, town planners, that understand the Shvilah de Nardo, like Beit Shemesh, you know, they understand, like, the depth of the piping, and the that's the Shvilah de Nardo, how everything connects. But who understands the Shvili de Rakia, which is really energizing the Shvili de Narda, Shvil. And this is what the Gemara means. The Gemara says that about Shmuel. This is what the Gemara means, that kol olam kulay misparnes b'shvil chanina b'ni. He channeled it. Yeah, it came through his pipeline. It all came through him, the shvil of Chanina Bani. That was the chap of Rabbi Chanina, which we learned about in Reb Tzadok and how to be Poel Yeshua. So we're talking about the sugya here is Shnei Shvilin, or Eser Shvilin, or Meir Shvilin. We're talking about Shvilin. We're talking about pipelines and channels not in Shemayim, but from Shemayim to the Eretz. So we needed the Anshek Nesad Agdoyle, Nehira Lehu Shvilin, the Chol Sidre Breishis. Look at the Diuk. What is the Shvilin, the Chol Sidre Breishis? There's much more, I presume. There's much more to the Shemayim than Sidre Breishis. Breishis is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu connected to this world that we live in. That's Breishis Bar Lekim as HaShemayim as Haaretz. Let's talk about our world. So what's the Shvilin, the Chol Sidre Breishis? So what the Anshek Nesad Agdoyle and Rav and Reb Chanina, what they were able to understand and to access was how the world was created. It was Shvila de Rakia, Kishvila de Narda. He understood the connection between the two. This is a new pshat, but I think it's an Ebesim shot. Shvila de Rakia. It's all about Shvilin, Loshen Shvilin. Upirke Amerkava. They also understood, the Anshek Nesad Agdoyle understood the Pirke Hamerkava. What is the Pirke Hamerkava? Let's be Madaic. If we're being Madaic already, let's be, you know, again, it's easy to just not be too fancy and just say, all right, they understood all this stuff. They understood all this, you know, but what is Shvila de Rakia, Shvila de Sidre Breishis, we can understand. What's Pirkei HaMerkava? The Merkava is Yecheskel's Merkava, where Yecheskel didn't make this up. He prophesied that there was a way of picturing the Merkava, meaning that which holds the Shechina. A Merkava is something which the Shechina mounts onto. A Merkava, it saddles the Shechina. So meaning, this is the next step. You have all these Shvilim that come from the Rakia to the Aretz. And now what? Where do they go? So you need some type of a receiver. You need some type of an appliance called the world, which is going to catch that wave. And is going to something has to be at the bottom of the shvil. What's at the bottom of the shvil? The Pirkei de Merkava.
Is it accidental that the opposite of Laharkiv Merkava is the Farek, to take apart?
And therefore,
I'm saying the Merkava is something that has assembled, so they know how to disassemble it. Well, they knew what the components of the assembly.
They know how to dissect it. Kilo, like yeah.
Extract.
It could be, but I'm understanding Merkava a little bit there. I think it's a side point, if you will, that the Merkava is something which is Murkav. That's true, but the word Merkava is like a wagon.
A chariot.
So Merkava is that which is holding. We are the Merkava. Ha'avos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, heim ha Merkava. So, mazot omeret. It means that the avos are the merkava. Meaning, there's the shvilim that are coming down. Where are they going? And the answer is that we need to make a keli for the shechina. That keli for the shechina, something that which the shechina can rest upon, that the shechina can work in, has to be something holy. So we have to understand two things. There's really two components here. It's very beautiful his lashon. There's the shvili, the sidre breishis. All these shvilim, let's say pipes hanging out all over the place. And then there's the Merkava that we're making it. Let's say the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say the Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Let's say us. Let's say whatever we do a mitzvah. We're doing something in Gashmius, and we're bringing the energy of these shvilim into the Seder Haaretz. So that's the Merkava. And this is the beautiful lashon they use. Tiknumat Be'er Brich, I'm sorry, Sidre Breishis, Upirkei Merkava, Lezois. Yistu v'tiknu matbeya brachos v'atfilos be'elo atevos dafka. So the... Well, that's what Yitzchak's saying. Pirkei de Merkava, the different parts of it. Just like a book is divided into prakim. What does it mean? Because in other words, a book, a closed book, is a block of paper.
Components.
Right. If you would take apart, but it's interesting, Lefarek, if you would take apart a book, it's a Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, Perek Gimel. So the Merkava, the godless of the Nevuah, of the Maisa Merkava, is to understand in detail how the Shvili, the Sidere Breishis, come into this world. To understand the Merkava, which I don't think, by the way, you have to be to have the Nevuah of the Merkava. You have to be a Cheskel Navi to have a basic understanding of it. It's Tanakh. I mean, you have to understand, even though in the art scroll of Tanakh, it says, warning, do not go here unless you're 21 and you're a Mekubal. I don't think, like, everybody can read the Maisa Merkava and have a basic understanding of how the Shamayim connects to the arts, which is everything that we're talking about. So let's not lose the main point. The main point is that when we daven, Shemoneh Esrei specifically, the real thing that we're doing is turning on the water. The real thing that we're doing is connecting the Shvilei D'Maisa Breishis to the Maisa HaMerkava. That's what Shvilei is. It's nothing less and nothing more. And as such, it has its halachas, Hilchos Tefillah. I don't think that we daven according to this understanding necessarily, which is meaning what we're davening is, you know, if you'll ask people why do you daven? So he says, they'll tell you, well, I find some comfort in it. I'm communicating with Hashem. I'm spilling out my heart. All this is true. This is all good things. I'm not against. But the ikar of tefillah, and this is a big nafkamina to what our kavana is, the ikar of tefillah is connecting, is this technology of connecting the shvila to see the rebashis to the baisera merkava. That's much a gewaldic chiddush.
That corresponds in some level to karbanos.
Not on some level. That's what karbanos is. But karbanos is going up, and this is going down. But, yes, it's the same thing. Tefillah is can I get karbanos tiknun? Tefillah is can I get avos tiknun? What does it mean? The avos heim amerkava. Now, with Avraham Avinu or Yitzhak lasuach basoda. Agav, we're talking about the Friday night, that the Zohar says that how did Rivka know that that Yitzchak was davening? He says she saw Yitzchak davening. I was davening. Maybe he's taking a walk. Maybe he's reciting poetry. I didn't know she was davening. The answer is because he had his hands in the air. So the Zohar says he was Baharabas Yadayim. Since he had his hands in the prayer, she said, oh, he's a tzaddik. He's davening in the field. And the whole idea of putting your hands in the air, as we spoke about Friday night, is to be mekabel the midas hachesed and yamin and the midas hagvura in small and bring them into our world. That's what we do. We don't do this anymore practically. We don't dance, daven Baharam Zidai, but that's how the Avos daven. That's probably even how the Tanoim daven. Why we don't do it is a different story. But that was the original prayer service was Yabdaim Lamala. Now, what happened was that Avraham Avinu understood, oh, I'm a Merkava for the Shechina. Before Yecheskel came around with his Maisa Merkava, I'm Avos Hein HaMerkava means that Avraham Avinu understood that there's a certain energy that I could bring into the world that nobody has brought into the world before me. And then Yitzchak, you could build on that, and Yaakov could build on that, and the Shvatim, for that matter, could build on that. But these three major components, which probably correspond to Torah, Avodah, Gebilas, Chasadim, and all the different trifectas of the Pirkei Avos, which are all, the Goyin says, connected Ha'avos. So this was all this connecting, again, the connecting the Shemayim Va'aretz. But Yecheskel's Nevuah was that even in Chutz La'aretz, there's a connectivity. You could create a connectivity. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. We were sinners. We were sent to Golos. We were in Bavel. Comes Shmuel many years later. He says, yeah, but even here in Nardo, I could see the Shvila de Rakia connecting to the Shvila de Nardo. I could see the whole thing happening.
What's the parallel of the Merkava in Kabanas?
I'm not sure I know the answer. I think I know what you're asking, but let's leave it because we're going to get to Karbanos in a second. Mm-hmm. But what the question is, it's a good question. Okay, we understand Tefillah's Keneged Avos Tiknun, but what is Tefillah's Keneged Tzmidin Tiknun? But apparently when we bring a Karban Tamid, which is the other pshat, that's something we're doing. In other words, the Avos, question is, that's a Machlekes of the Gebar. Like, what is Tefillah's Keneged Avos, Keneged Tzmidin, Keneged Karban Tamid? So let's hold that up. I don't want to get off. Now, Sherovi Sigwe is a derech. Again, like the Lushan is so beautiful. They saw with these words, Me'ashero v'isigu, they understood, Eze derech yishkoin oira shokol teva pratis mehem. Eze derech, what's going to be the way that when I say Hashiva, Shoivtenu, Kaveri Shoina, they're working on the shvil of Shoivtenu, of Mishpat, and they needed to put the right recipe into these, you know, and it's even recipes need to know, you need to know what you're doing, right? You can't just throw anything you want in there. Even though my kids feel that a recipe book is just recommendations. Well, if you have it, you have it. But I'm saying, but there are ways things interact, and there are ways, you know, you have to know the clearer what you're doing. Otherwise, you know, it doesn't come out right. But there is a science to it that our bubbies somehow intuitively knew. But there is a science to this. So, I mean, Kal v'chomer, there's a science. Eze derech yishkoin oira kol teva pratis mehem asher hin nitzrech es moed. And it's moed nitzrech. Latikun ribui oilamois v'koiches el yoinim v'sidur ha-merkava. It's needed for this. U'kumay marim zel ha-avoida tzarech gavaya. This is what the Chazal mean when they say Avoida Tzarech Gavoya, meaning not Tzarech Gavoya that we're davening for Hashem necessarily, but the Avoida Tzarech Gavoya is that the Avoida, or Tefillah in our case, is where we can get involved as humans three times a day in the mamish, the pipelines. Now, we don't have to be big mekubalim to daven. That's the whole beauty of it, because this was pre-digested. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah did this already. But apparently, we don't even have to know necessarily the kavana of every word, although you can know the kavana of every word. The Svarim, Siddur, Arashash, they discuss the kavana of every word, but you don't need to know it. You could rely, kedai hey, lisvay haleim, b'shas atchak, if you don't know what you're saying, apparently, the words themselves work, which is a chiddush. V'zeu inyan maimarim. This is what the Gemara means in Yevamos when it says Hakadosh Baruch Hu misave l'tfilasin shel tzadikim. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu is misave l'tfilasin shel tzadikim. The beginning of the Gemara. Why were the imahos akarais and the avos? Why were they barren? Why didn't they leave? Why didn't they have children? Such tzaddikim, Hashem should give them blessing. And the answer is that they needed to pray. Okay, so I've been speaking about this for a week already. So let them pray. Who's stopping Rivka from davening mincha? let her daven. There's a different thing. It's just like chanina bani. Kol ha'olam kulo misparnes b'shvil chanina bani. By their being in need, so then they were zeroing into a certain pipeline, which they needed to fulfill. And once they were masakin that, and it comes from, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gave it to the world because the tzaddik needed it. If the tzaddik needs it, so Hashem says, okay, I'm going to do my part, and you're going to do your part. So while Yitzchak was masakin tefillas mincha, Rivka was davening also, right? So they were concentrating on a certain pipeline. And on this, the Gemara says that when Rivka, Hashem, or Sarah, let's say, Hashem pokad Sarah kasher amar. So Rashi says, kol ha'akaris, roiv ha'akaris, harbe ha'akaris, I think it's Loshen of Rashi, harba ha'akaris nis'abru ba'oiso yoin. Whoa, what happened? They have no idea what happened. They didn't know that there was a Sarah Yemenu that was davening, and Hashem pokad Sarah kasher amar. They didn't know that someplace in Mesopotamia or Eretz Yisrael, Hashem pokad Sarah kasher amar. They didn't know. But that was the Metzias. Just like we don't know why all of a sudden there's brach in the world, or chas v'shalom, there's war in the world. We don't know. You know, I'm always reminded, I think often, about the Gemara that tells us that when Bar Kokhba, when the Romans were taking over Beitar, occupying Eretz Yisrael and taking over Beitar during the Hadrian decrees. So the Gemara says that there was one tzaddik who was standing in Beitar, and he was davening for the Kiyum of Beitar, was a relative of Bar Kokhba, and as long as he was davening, the Romans couldn't come into Beitar. And the moment he was killed, by a Jew, by Bar Kokhba, the moment he was killed, the Romans came into Beitar. Beitar was not what you see here, Beitar. That's a postage stamp of Beitar. Beitar was all of the area, mostly from Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim, was called Beitar, all of those Arab neighborhoods where if you make a right turn instead of a left turn and you're in trouble, that was Beitar. That was the stronghold of the Shloimei Amonei Yisrael, of Chazal, of Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim. That's where they were, in that whole area, because Yerushalayim was very difficult at that time, and they went a little bit outside Yerushalayim to Beitar. And that's that. So I mean, we're not talking about a soccer team here. We're not talking about a little Hayirach, Malei Charedim and Hasidim and all that. But we're talking about a whole big, gigantic area called Beitar. And there was one tzaddik that was holding the whole thing up. So what does that mean? There's one Lamed Vavnik who's sitting in by the wall and he's davening, probably. But what it really means is that he was Isaac in the Shvil Beitar. He was the real team, you know. So the go Beitar go was this tzaddik who was davening and bringing this kind of energy and nourishment to Beitar. We don't understand. Nobody understood. Bar Kokhba didn't understand. People don't understand that this man is holding up everything. It's a wild thought when you think about it. But who else at that time, or Isaac and Milchama, or Isaac and self-preservation, trying to get food? Who was being Isaac in the Shvil? There was one guy who was being Isaac in the Shvil. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was suffering. He was starving. He fasted for many, many years. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misaveh l'tzvilasen shel tzadikim. Tanchuma Parsha told his Amr, laman nisakru ha'imois. This is the Lashon of the Medrash. Amr Ablevi Shai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misaveh l'tzvilasen. Obazayar told us. It says the same thing. Tochazei esrin shnin ishtai Yitzchak imitze. 20 years. Yitzhak was with his wife. Lo yiladah, she didn't become pregnant. Ad tzol yitzlusa, until he davened. So what, you know, what's begin the kutcha brichu yisrayi betzlusan de tzadikaya, because Baruch is waiting for that tefillah. And it's not, I repeat, it's not an achzorius, but a kutcha Baruch is waiting, well, daven, ask, and you shall receive. That's not the point. The point was, the pipe was blocked. And Yitzhak had to come to I hope I'm permitted to say this in this lashon, but Yitzchak had to himself come to the realization of the power of his own tefillah. I am part of the Merkava. He thought his father, Yaakov Mamash, until he had the dream of the ladder, he didn't understand that he was part of the Merkava. Didn't understand that, you know. Ein zekim beis elikim, zeshar shemayim, va'anoichi lo yadati. That I'm like the end of this. Everything's waiting for me. Anoichi lo yadati. I understood beis elikim, shar shemayim, all of the shvilim. I get it. But it was only with this nevuah that he understand the anoichi part of it. This is... Oh, very nice, very nice. I didn't say that, but that's very nice to say. Bishvili.
Everyone has their own specific pipe.
Yes, thank you. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. So you'll see now, as we're learning, that way beyond anything I can think of, that bishvil takes on a whole new idea. When you say shvil, like alarms have to go off. My time, why do we wait for Yitzchak? Begin the Yisrabi v'toysef rabbis kudsha l'chol man di'itzdarech. He's waiting for open up the pipe. This wasn't an open up the pipe. It was open up the pipe. L'chol man di'itzdarech. But listen to tzadikaya. Because of Mefurish, tfilos yisharim ritzonai. You know, I just want to explain two things quickly. Number one is, you would think that in this very... Lithuanian Sefer, Nefesh HaChaim, Talmud Agra, that it wouldn't be as much about the tzaddik as it is. It seems like a Hasidish idea, the tzaddik. The tzaddik, Gilu, he has some kind of a higher power than we are. But you see, it's all about the tzaddik. Now, the difference, I think this is the difference, and I'm not taking sides, is that, you know, we're all tzaddikim. That's the chap. We're all tzaddikim. We're all potential. And the truth of the matter is, there are shevilim, I mean, I'm quoting, that we can open up, that no tzaddik can open up. So, like, we have to be that tzaddik. Not only that, there's shevilim, which we may have opened up on Shacharis, but others that we can't open till Mincha, or till tomorrow, or until the next day. So it requires this, and it's kind of like, I think it's very different, that the davening three times a day is going in there to do maintenance on the shvil work that needs to be done, to be mechaber, the shamayim, and the aretz. Isn't that something new? It's not just, gotta go to shul. there's an avodah. To keep those pipes going, yeah. And you know, especially now that there are so many, perhaps unfortunately, the roiv of Jews are not working on the pipes. It really takes everybody. So they got daven more. But, you know, I don't even know what daven means. I don't even know what the word means. But, you know, but it's pipe maintenance. What we're talking about.
From in the Lithuanian world, is this under the tzaddik has the neshama klolis? Is that something that's accepted in Lithuanian?
It's a zayir. It's a zayir, the tzaddik. I don't think you're. Chazal say tzaddik yisoid olam. So tzaddik yisoid olam. So the Litvisha world said wrong. Oh, he's mamash tzaddik yisod olam. Like it's a type of tzaddik. He's a big tzaddik, little tzaddik, tzaddik v'toyvle, tzaddik ralei. This guy, he's a tzaddik yisod olam. it doesn't en lo pirush. The pshat is it's a description. A tzaddik is midas hayisod, like Yosef atzaddik. Is midas hayisod yisod. Is what? The place in the spheroids where the Shemayim connects to the Oretz. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyt, Yesoid, Bing. Getting ready for touchdown. Oilam, Malchus. So when you're talking about the Tzaddik, you're talking about the Merkava. We're talking about, so a Tzaddik is, what it's saying there in Mishlei is not that he's a Tzaddik, Yesoid, Oilam. It's the wrong, it's not a ad, whatever the... Is that a pronoun or a title? Is it tzaddik yisoid olam? Tzaddik yisoid olam is that a tzaddik, Yosef haya bim Mitzrayim. The tzaddik was the one that was involved in the gashmius of the world of Mitzrayim and was able to bring the whole Shemayim into a place. Yosef haya bim Mitzrayim, tzaddik yisoid olam. That was the tzaddik. He directed the flow. And look, didn't he direct the flow? The flow of Gashmias, the flow of filling the silos, the flow of peace between brothers. That's what he did. As long as Yosef was in Mitzrayim, lo haya baya. There was no avtus in Mitzrayim. The minute of Yosef, v'yakam melech hadash asher lo yada es, Yosef's a new melech came. What happened to Yosef? There's no, it's not raining here. It's not. We're not plugged in over here. And that's because the Bnei Yisrael went through the Memtes Sharei Tumah. It's easy. It's easy to understand, like, how everything happened until Moshe Rabbeinu came and Vayora Meskapov to the Shemayim, and he says, let's bring the Shefa back here, and also let's get out of here, because it's too hard for these Jews to be in Mitzrayim. So there's so much omek here, but the point is that tzaddik, everybody has to hold that the tzaddik is the yisoid of the olam. Everybody has to hold the tzaddik is the yisoid of the olam. I don't think, though, that your name has to be, or you have to be one of the nechadim of the Baal Shem Tov to be that tzaddik. I think everybody can be a tzaddik. Everybody has to be a tzaddik. A tzaddik in the sense that you have to find your little place where this is the pipe I could open. I think about Meirchen because I think about it a lot. Like, I wonder if we can think about what's our pipe. Like, what can we, Like Sarah Kadosh Baruch Hu made it very clear, you need a daven for children, and the whole world had children. It was very, very clear. So I don't know, but it seems to me from here, correct me if you disagree, that the way you know your particular pipeline is what you're having a hard time with. Meaning, Sarah understood her pipeline because she was an Akara. Rivka was an Akara. Nobody in the room here is an Akara, Baruch Hashem, I don't mean, so to speak. But what is the thing that we're sort of forced to daven for, Hanina ben Daisa, his Akarais was an Anias. He was an Ani. And this was his Tachlis. His Tachlis, he might have thought, and he might have grown up thinking that he's going to be one of the Tanoim, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he's going to say halachas. No, there are no halachas b'shmai. There are no halachas b'shmai. So what was his tikkun? His tikkun was in the Indian of Parnassa. How did he know that was his tikkun? Because he didn't have any money. It's a pella that even a little bit depressing, but it's a fact that it's not what we have which shows us what our bracha is. It's what we don't have, which shows us our koyach.
Wouldn't that each tefillah is connected one of the avos, right? So it seems like the shvil of each tefillah is somehow coming through.
Also true. Avraham, Yitzchak, or
Yaakov. So it sounds like it's general at first, and then it comes to the specifics of the person who's davening. But it's starting with the avos as being the main channel.
Yeah, the main area of yeah. So Avraham is one thing, Yitzchak is another thing, Yaakov is another thing. Need to figure that out.
In the Shvil of Hanina, does that mean that everybody comes from? He opened up a new channel, or that once his channel opens up, then every parallel channels open up.
Parnassa.
I'm saying that.
No, just like the women became Mubarais, people started having Parnassa.
Is that everybody came through Sarah, or
yeah.
That there were parallel?
Yeah, that's clear.
Or there are parallel things
no,
opening up.
No, I don't think so. I think it's very clear that everything came through Bishvil. The cool thing about it is that nobody knew why the economy was good. Everything's fine. And the answer is because Hanina's poor.
So you have this idea when there's a certain achievement, whether it's in Chochma or a 4-minute mile or whatever it is, then
that quantum leap.
Everybody else can do it. Everybody else has the same asog.
But it comes from one shvil. It's for sure true in the world of Gashmis.
Yeah.
For sure, the world of it's always give the mushel that I think I'm correct about this, that Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone. In that month, apparently, the patent office was already open. In that month, apparently, there were five different patents that were given in. People that had no idea about each other's research. There was no internet. There was no, like, about each other. They came up with the telephone. Like, why didn't they come up with the telephone in the time of the Tanoim, or the time of the Nevi'im, or in the time of the Vilna Gaon? Why didn't he think of that? Probably think about more important things, or things that have some kind of toelis. But why? It's a pelodic thing that it came down. The only reason, in fact, the historians say, that it wasn't even Bell that was the first. He just got to the patent office first, but historically other people. But there was this kind of an energy coming from Shemaim in that particular week, in that particular, there's got to be some kind of different communication. So, no, but a Kal V'Chomer, it's a mashal, I'm doing a Kal V'Chomer, we're talking about tzaddikim that needs something, so you wonder what we need. It seems to me, Barur, that Rabbi Hanina himself would not necessarily have understood at the beginning what my tachlis in life is, just like we don't. In other words, why are we dealing with a certain problem? And the answer is, go be misakin it, not just for you, for the whole world. Isn't it clear? Doesn't it work that way in the world of medicine and the world of, it's never in a vacuum. There's always some kind of a need. which makes one say, I'm going to take care of this, I'm going to solve this problem. So and then the whole world benefits from it, the higher in chesed and so many different
things. Open up the shvilim, or is it?
I think there are shvilim for everybody. I don't think it's the same Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov shvilim as
in Dabza. Belka developed it up.
Yeah. Yesh chachma bagoyim. Yesh chachma bagoyim means that there's a certain chachma, a certain shvil that they open up. Torah, no. People tell you Torah bagoyim, al tamen. Chachma bagoyim, tamen. Not whether they're smart or whether they're not smart. Of course they're smart. They're winning Nobel Prizes. There are goyim that win Nobel Prizes. we like to talk about how the Jews were. But the goyim win most of the Nobel Prizes. And the Yesh Chachma Bagoyim. But the Chiddush here is that's their shvil. And we're getting from that. But the shvilim that B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov can open up is gevaldik. Well, let's go a couple lines further. Ashikar Rabbi Seinu. Esini na tzfila avoida shebelev. It's called Avodah Shebelev. Vim calls it a gamer mikroy dechana shetzar shiachtech besvasa. Now, tefila, what is this for, the sentence? Tefila, ezo Avodah Shebelev is a tefila. Avodah Shebelev is tefila. So, it says with Nefesh HaChaim, it's true that Avodah Shebelev, that the ikir is the kavana, but also we learn from the psukim of Chana that she was... what's the word? She was mouthing the words of tefillah. She was saying, that's where we learn it from. I doubt it was her chiddush, but she was also like akar davening for Shmuel, yeah? So, but why? What's the point of her mumbling here that he ends off? Yeah, and I think that, and we could end on this note, that Chana taught us that in order to be in Midas HaYisoid, in order to be open up to be the Merkava, and this is telling you something about Tefillah. Tefillah, so you're knowing the Shvila de Maisa Bracious, Mitzad Achad, Mitzad Sheni, you're the Pirkei de Merkava. The Pirkei de Merkava, you can't just be belayed, because if you understand how the whole system works, you need to bring it down to earth. The whole idea of Midas HaYisoid is to bring it down to earth. So it's just like it's not good enough to think tefillin, you have to put on tefillin. Or a better example, it's not good enough to think tzedakah, you got to actually give it to somebody and give it to an ani, otherwise, you're a big tzaddik balev. So the idea is you're taking an energy of tzedakah. By the way, tzedakah is a big pipe opener. When I said the Gros says in the back of it's brought in the back of the Siddur in the Ma'aser Rav that this is Mamish's Lashon, that when if a person gives Ma'aser, Aser to Aser, if you give Ma'aser, you're opening up a shef of Ashirus, and not just for you but for a whole community. And the Goyin says if you do Chaimesh, Muftach Lo Ashirus Asher. There's no question that pipe is stuck. And, I used to always listen to my Rosh Hashiva. People used to say to Rosh Einberg, like, I'm broke, I don't know what to do, can you give me a brach? And he'd say, give Meiser. So I used to think like it was a fundraising technique, which it probably was. But it's MS, because it's MS, because the Aser Tis Aser, the Chazal understood that the pipe of Ashiras has to do with Meiser. So it has to do with Lameisa, and Meiser Dafka, Meiser is not Tzedakah. Tzedakah is one thing, and Meiser is the pu'ula of ein ma'asrin l'umadais, the pu'ula of taking what I have, whether it's food, whether it's money, separating, the act of separating, bringing, taking, this is one thing, this is another thing. This is how the pipe is open. So aser to aser, you're bringing mamash ashiras into the world. If we would believe it, we would do it. Very few people, I think, actually, I mean, that's... I remember, just tell you a quick story just before we go home, that I remember years ago when the recession in America was really, really rough, 7, 8 years ago. It was a very, very difficult recession, and very, very big Balei Tzedakah were losing a lot of their money, and therefore the yeshivas were suffering, everybody was suffering. I'm talking about people that give millions of dollars a year. I'm not talking about people. And you know, you have to stand in awe of people, no matter how rich he is, who gives away millions of dollars a year. Like I have a lot of covet for them. They don't have to, they can keep it for themselves. They can buy a big estate in Hawaii. They can do a lot of things. And most of these big gavirim, I'm talking about billionaires, you know, people with $7 billion, $10 billion, $1 billion, they live relatively normal. They don't live on big estates, you know, and they don't live like the Prince of Saudi Arabia, you know. They don't have big horses. They don't have a car. They have a driver. They have a house. They live like well-to-do people. That's right, right? All right, you're from Toronto. Toronto's full of them. Like, live relatively posh. I mean, the house is normal. Like a nice house, okay, a nicer chandelier than I have. But I mean, basically, they live normal. You have to stand it off. But a lot of people were losing all their money, and they are organized. I think Agudas Yisrael organized a meeting of the big name, Ashirim, to come to Eretz Yisrael and to speak to the Gedolim. And they came to Rav Steinman, Olav Shalom. And this is on a video you can watch. They came to Rav Steinman, and they said that, you know, we give a lot of tzedakah, and everybody's dependent on us, and the real estate's gone down, this has gone down, that's going down. And Rav Steinman, in his simplicity, if you will, very deep simplicity, said, does everybody take miser? And they started, do you take miser? Do you give one-tenth of what you make? So people were saying, I gave $11 million last year. I gave $2 million last week. The whole Panovich is on my head. You know, like people were big, I just built a building for Mir Yeshiva. He said, that's not what I asked you. That's not what I asked you. I think when you sell a skyscraper and you just made $10 million, do you write out a check for $1 million to tzedakah? That's what it's called. To give miser. Interesting, and I'm not being Makatrik, I have the greatest covet. Not one of them gave miser. Meaning they gave tzedakah. They gave a lot of money. Maybe they gave more to miser. I'm not knocking anybody. I'm only saying, I mean, I'm a tremendous covet. The idea of, okay, we just made $100 million, $10 million goes to tzedakah. By the way, with everything that all the gevirim give, I imagine that the moistest of Klal Yisrael will do much better if everybody just gave miser. Ani, Asher, Virash. I think if everybody gave miser, I mean, you think about it. You know.
They're causing the recession.
There's 150 people, 150 families in this kihilo. If everybody would give one half of their miser to the kihilo for one half of a year, the building would be done. Now, everybody here gives tzedakah, but I'm just like wondering, I'm not making an appeal, I'm just wondering, like, how does this work? So, you know, you go, okay, so we do membership, $180, that's miser, me, not miser. And I'm not saying there's many, many important things, and I give to them, and that's where, you know, I'm not saying that the whole money has to come to anything, you know, there's tzedakah lani, and there's all kinds of things that has to take place. Kids schools and all that, but I'm just saying, I wonder out loud if people actually give money. So this is Rav Steinman said to them, I'm not talking about whether you're a big Balei Tzedakah, I'm talking about do you give money. What's the point? The point is, let's to end off on what we started, the point is there is a pipe called money, Ashiras, there's an Ashiras pipe. Who's opening up the pipe? The answer, the real answer, is it's Hanina ben Daisa who's opening up the pipe. It's the poor people that are opening the pipe, but it has to be a pula. So to end off with these words, what Chana understood and taught us was that I have to do something in the Gashmi's world. I can't just do something belave, even if it's just moving my lips. There has to be something gashmius that's actually done, some kind of a... When you move your lips, it's kind of like giving maaser, because now you're separating sounds from words and articulating something. When you actually move your lips, you're actually creating words. It's not just making some kind of noise. Or you're not speaking in tongues, as many Christians are. Moving my lips, speaking in lips. I'm actually saying something, and I'm articulating something. Doing something in the gashmius world is a big secret to the bottom of the Merkava, which goes to the Shvilei Debreishis. Okay, lots to learn, but we'll keep running.